This is Audible.
This is Simon & Schuster's Pimsleur Language Program's User's Guide. Congratulations! You have just purchased the most effective language program ever developed. As you probably know, learning a new language can be frustrating. Your first experience with a foreign language may have been in school. If the classes seemed difficult or if your grades were poor, you probably believed you had no aptitude for languages. Even if you did well, you may have been surprised later to discover that what you learned was of little or no use when you tried to converse with native speakers. Perhaps you waited until later in life and tried adult education classes, language schools, or home training programs. There, too, you may have found the information hard to retain, the lessons tedious, and your progress slow. Many language students give up early in these programs, convinced that they lack the natural ability to understand and use what they read and hear. The truth is that anyone can acquire a foreign language with the right teaching system. With the Pimsleur method, you will benefit from the years of research and development that have helped create the world's most effective method for teaching foreign languages. The Pimsleur language programs, developed by Dr. Paul Pimsleur, fill an urgent need for self-instructional materials in many languages. How to use the program. To get the full benefit of each lesson, choose a quiet place where you can practice without interruption and a time of day when your mind is most alert and your body least fatigued. The length of each lesson, just around 30 minutes, is that recommended by teaching specialists for a concentrated learning task. Once you've started the program, simply follow the tutor's instructions. The most important instruction is to respond aloud when the tutor tells you to do so. There will be a pause after this instruction, giving you time to reply. It is essential to your progress that you speak out in a normal, conversational voice when asked to respond. Your active participation in thinking and speaking is required for your success in mastering this course. The simple test for mastery is whether you are able to respond quickly and accurately when your tutor asks a question. If you are responding correctly about 80% of the time, then you're ready to proceed to the next lesson. It is important to keep moving forward and also not to set unreasonable standards of perfection that will keep you from progressing, which is why we recommend using the 80% figure as a guide. You will notice that each lesson contains both new and familiar material. And just when you may be worrying about forgetting something, you will conveniently be reminded of it. Another helpful feature of the Pimsleur language program is its rate of saturation. You will be responding many times in the half hour. This saturation enables you to make substantial progress within a short period of time. Guidelines for success. Complete the lesson units in strict consecutive order. In other words, don't skip around. Also, do no more than one lesson per day, although the lesson unit for the day may be repeated more than once. Daily contact with the language is critical to successful learning. Listen carefully to each lesson unit. Always follow the directions of the instructor. Speak out loud when directed by the tutor and answer questions within the pauses provided. It is not enough to just silently think of the answer to the question asked. You need to speak the answer out loud to set up a circuit of the language you are learning to speak so that it is heard and identified through your ears to help establish the sounds of the target language. Do this prior to hearing the confirmation, which is provided as reinforcement as well as additional speech training. Do all required activities according to the instructions, without reference to any outside person's book or course. Do not have a paper and pen nearby during the lessons, and do not refer to dictionaries or other books. The Pimsleur method works with the language learning portion of your brain, requiring language to be processed in its spoken form. Not only will you interrupt the learning process if you attempt to write the words that you hear, but you will also begin to speak the target language with an American accent. This is because the sounds represented by the American letters are different from the same-looking letters from the foreign language. Dr. Paul Pimsleur and his unique method. Dr. Paul Pimsleur devoted his life to language teaching and testing, and was one of the world's leading experts in applied linguistics. He was fluent in French, good in German, and had a working knowledge of Italian, Russian, modern Greek, and Mandarin Chinese. After obtaining his PhD in French and a master's in psychology from Columbia University, he taught French phonetics and linguistics at UCLA. He later became professor of Romance languages and language education and director of the Listening Center, a statewide language lab at The Ohio State University. Professor of Education and Romance Languages at the State University of New York at Albany, and a Fulbright lecturer at the University of Heidelberg. He did research on the psychology of language learning, and in 1969 was section head of psychology of second language learning at the International Congress of Applied Linguistics. Dr. Pimsleur was a member of the American Association of Teachers of French, American Educational Research Association, Modern Language Association, and a founding member of the American Council on the Teaching of Foreign Languages. His many books and articles revolutionized theories of language learning and teaching. After years of experience and research, Dr. Pimsleur developed a new method that is based on two key principles: the principle of anticipation and a scientific principle of memory training that he called graduated interval recall. This method has been applied to the many levels and languages of the Pimsleur programs. Graduated interval recall. Graduated interval recall is a complex name for a very simple theory about memory. No aspect of learning a foreign language is more important than memory. Yet before Dr. Pimsleur, no one had explored more effective ways for building language memory. In his research, Dr. Pimsleur discovered how long students remembered new information and at what intervals they needed to be reminded of it. If reminded too soon or too late, they failed to retain the information. This discovery enabled him to create a schedule of exactly when and how the information should be reintroduced. Suppose you have learned a new word. You tell yourself to remember it. However, after 5 minutes, you're unable to recall it. If you'd been reminded of it after 5 seconds, you probably would have remembered it for maybe a minute, at which time you would have needed another reminder. Each time you are reminded, you remember the word longer than you did the time before. The intervals between reminders become longer and longer, until you eventually remember the word without being reminded at all. This program is carefully designed to remind you of new information at the exact intervals where maximum retention takes place. Each time your memory begins to fade, you will be asked to recall the word. The principle of anticipation. The principle of anticipation requires you to anticipate a correct answer. Practically, what this means is that you must retrieve the answer from what you have learned earlier in the course. It works by posing a question, asking you to provide a new sentence, using information you've learned previously, and putting it into a new combination. This provides novelty and excitement, which accelerates learning. Before Dr. Pimsleur created his teaching method, language courses were based on the principle of mindless repetition. Teachers drummed words into the students' minds over and over, as if there were grooves in the mind that could be worn deeper with repetition. Neurophysiologists tell us, however, that on the contrary, simple and unchallenging repetition has a hypnotic, even dulling effect on the learning process. Eventually, the words being repeated will lose their meaning. Dr. Pimsleur discovered that learning accelerates when there is an input-output system of interaction in which students receive information and then are asked to retrieve and use it. Core vocabulary. While graduated interval recall and the principle of anticipation are the foundation of the Pimsleur method, there are other aspects that contribute to its uniqueness and effectiveness. One involves vocabulary. We have all been intimidated when approaching a new language by the sheer immensity of the number of new words we must learn. But extensive research has shown that we actually need a comparatively limited number of words to be able to communicate effectively in any language. Language can be divided into two distinct categories: grammatical structures, or function words, and concrete vocabulary, or content words. By focusing on the former category and enabling the student to comprehend and employ the structure of the new language, Dr. Pimsleur found that language learners were able to more readily put new knowledge to use. There are few content words that must be known and used every day. The essential core of a language involves function words, which tend to relate to human activities. This course is designed to teach you to understand and to speak the essential elements of your new language in a relatively short time. During each half-hour lesson, you will actually converse with two native speakers, using the level of language spoken by educated citizens in their everyday business and social life. The program's unique method of presenting dialogue in situation relieves you of the most common learning problem, the problem of meaning. Organic learning. The Pimsleur method centers on teaching functional mastery in understanding and speaking a language in the most effective and efficient way possible. You will be working on your vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation in an integrated manner as you are learning specific phrases that have practical use in everyday activities. There are several thousand languages in the world. Because fewer than 500 of these languages have developed formal systems of writing, linguistic specialists accept that language is primarily speech. For this reason, it is also accepted that the human brain acquires language as speech. Therefore, when Dr. Pimsleur created his language programs, he began teaching with recorded materials, which enabled the learners to acquire the sounds, the rhythm, and the intonation of the target language. The learners did this more rapidly, more accurately, and with great enthusiasm, because they found themselves capable of almost instant beginning communication skills. Dr. Pimsleur called this organic learning because it involves learning on several fronts at the same time. His system enables the learner to acquire grammatical usage, vocabulary, and the sounds of the language in an integrated, exciting way. In short, the learner gains the language as a living, expressive form of human culture. Course content. When you have mastered a Pimsleur language program, you will have a highly practical, everyday vocabulary at your command. These basic words, phrases, and sentences have been carefully selected to be the most useful in everyday situations when you visit a foreign country. You will be able to handle social encounters graciously, converse with native speakers in travel situations, and use transportation systems with confidence. You'll be able to ask for directions and to navigate your own way around the cities and countryside. The language skills you learn will enable you to participate in casual conversations, express facts, give instructions, and describe current, past, and future activities. You will be able to deal with everyday survival topics and courtesy requirements. You will be intelligible to native speakers of the language, even to those who are not used to dealing with foreigners. What is equally important is that you will know how to ask the kinds of questions that will further expand your knowledge of and facility with the language, because you will have been trained by the Pimsleur open-ended questioning technique. The Pimsleur method becomes a springboard for further learning and growth to take place, the ultimate purpose of any real educational system. This desire to learn will be apparent to the people with whom you speak. It will indicate sincere interest in and respect for their culture. A note on regional language differences. In any large country, and even in many smaller countries, regional differences in language are common. In the United States, for example, a person from Maine can sound very different than someone from Texas. Pronunciations and accents vary, and there are also minor differences in vocabulary. For example, what is called a drinking fountain in New York or Arizona is known as a bubbler in Wisconsin, and a soft drink in one part of America will be called a soda elsewhere. The differences in English are even more distinct between North Americans and Britons, and between Britons and Australians. But all are native speakers of English. All can communicate with spoken English, read the same newspapers, and watch the same television programs, essentially without difficulty. Native speakers of a language can often tell where someone is from by listening to him or her speak. In addition to regional differences, there are social differences. Pimsleur language programs use a standard, educated speech, which will generally carry you throughout the country without difficulty. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2008 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording, copyright 2008 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved. This is Unit 1 of Pimsleur's Japanese 1. Listen to this Japanese conversation.
すみません。英語がわかりますか?
いいえ、わかりません。日本語がわかりますか?
はい、少しわかります。
あなたはアメリカ人ですか?
はい、私はアメリカ人です。
In the next few minutes, you'll learn not only to understand this conversation, but to take part in it yourself.Imagine an American man sitting next to a Japanese woman. He wants to begin a conversation, so he says, Excuse me.
すみません。
The Japanese speaker is going to repeat this word, part by part, starting from the end. You are to repeat each part after him, trying to make your pronunciation sound exactly like his. Be sure you repeat aloud.
せん。せん。ません。ません。すみ。すみ。すみません。すみません。
How do you say, excuse me in Japanese?
すみません。
Now he wants to ask her if she understands English. First, the word English. Listen and repeat.
英語語英語
How do you say English?
英語
Now say English, adding the sound
が
after it.
英語が
By itself, the word for English is
英語
But when it is used in a sentence, as in, do you understand English, the
が
is added. Once again, say English as you would in a sentence.
英語がが英語が
Say, excuse me.
すみません。
You should repeat after the speaker gives the correct response, trying to make your pronunciation sound like his.
すみません。
Say again, English.
英語。英語。
Now he wants to ask, do you understand? Here's the word understand.
わかります。
Repeat, part by part.
Mas. Mas. Dimas. Dimas. Kari. Karimas. Wakari. Wakarimas. Wakarimas.
Say, understand.
わかります。
To ask, do you understand? In Japanese, you simply say, understand, and add ka after it. Listen and repeat.
わかりますか?か?か?わかりますか?
Any statement can be made into a question by putting ka at the end of the sentence. Once again ask, do you understand?
わかりますか?わかりますか?
Say, excuse me.
すみません。
Ask me if I understand.
わかりますか?
Do you remember how to say English as you would in a sentence?
英語が英語が
To ask, do you understand English? You ask literally, English understand? Try it.
英語がわかりますか?か。わかりますか?英語がわかりますか?
か is like a spoken question mark. Ask again, do you understand English?
英語がわかりますか?
The woman answers, no. Listen and repeat.
いいえ。いいえ。いいえ。
How do you say, no?
いいえ。
How would you ask someone if he understands?
わかりますか?わかりますか?
Ask the woman, do you understand English?
英語がわかりますか? 英語がわかりますか?
How does she answer? No.
いいえ。いいえ。
She asks in turn, do you understand English?
英語がわかりますか?
Try to tell her, I understand.
わかります。わかります。
I understand English.
英語がわかります。
Ask again, do you understand?
わかりますか?
Answer, I understand.
わかります。
Say, excuse me.
すみません。
Ask the woman, do you understand English?
英語がわかりますか?英語がわかりますか?
How does she answer? No.
いいえ。いいえ。
Now she wants to answer. I don't understand. Listen and repeat.
わかりません。せん。Sen. Masen. Wakari. Wakarimasen. Wakarimasen.
Answer, I don't understand.
Wakarimasen.
What makes this sentence negative is the
masen
at the end.Listen again.
わかりません。
Say the two together. Understand, don't understand.
わかります。わかりません。わかります。わかりません。
Say again. I don't understand.
わかりません。
Say English as in a sentence.
英語が。
Try to say, I don't understand English.
英語がわかりません。英語がわかりません。
Ask, do you understand?
わかりますか?
Ask me if I understand English.
英語がわかりますか? 英語がわかりますか?
Answer, I don't understand.
わかりません。
Answer, no, I don't understand.
いいえ、わかりません。いいえ、わかりません。
I don't understand English.
英語がわかりません。
Ask, do you understand?
わかりますか?
Answer, no, I don't understand.
いいえ、わかりません。
Say, I don't understand English.
英語がわかりません。
Here is the name of the Japanese language. Listen and repeat.
日本語語本語日本語日本語
Note the ng sound in there, as you hear in the word song. Now say Japanese, meaning the Japanese language.
日本語日本語
How do the Japanese say English when it's used in a sentence?
英語が英語が
Did you note the same sound in that also? Now, can you guess what the word for Japanese would be in a sentence?
日本語が日本語が
Say, I understand.
わかります。
Try to say, I understand Japanese.
日本語がわかります。日本語が日本語がわかります。
Tell me again that you understand Japanese.
日本語がわかります。
Now say that you don't understand Japanese.
日本語がわかりません。わかりません。
Say again, I understand Japanese.
日本語がわかります。
Say, excuse me.
すみません。
Ask me if I understand Japanese.
日本語がわかりますか?
Here's how to say, a little. Listen and repeat.
少し、し、し、こし、少し、少し。
Say, a little.
少し。
Try to say, I understand a little.Literally, a little understand.
少しわかります。少し、少しわかります。少しわかります。
Say, I understand Japanese.
日本語がわかります。日本語がわかります。
Say, a little.
少し。
Try to say, I understand Japanese a little. Literally, Japanese a little understand.
日本語が少しわかります。少しわかります。日本語が少しわかります。
Ask, do you understand?
わかりますか?
Ask me if I understand English.
英語がわかりますか?
Answer, no, I don't understand.
いいえ、わかりません。
Say that you understand Japanese a little.
日本語が少しわかります。日本語が少しわかります。
The woman says, I don't understand English.
英語がわかりません。英語がわかりません。
Ask me if I understand Japanese.
日本語がわかりますか?日本語がわかりますか?
Try to answer, no, I don't.
いいえ、わかりません。
Say again that you understand Japanese.
日本語がわかります。
I understand Japanese a little.
日本語が少しわかります。少しわかります。日本語が少しわかります。
Now the woman says she is Japanese and wants to ask, Are you American? Listen and repeat the word American.
アメリカ人。人。人。アメリカ。アメリカ。アメリカ人。アメリカ人。
Say, American.
アメリカ人。
Here is how to say you when it is used in a sentence. Listen and repeat.
あなたは、は、あなた、た、あなた、あなたは、
How do you say you?
あなたは。
Here's how to say am or are. Listen and repeat.
です。す。です。です。
Notice how the ending sound fades away.
す。
How do you say are?
です。です。
Say, you are.
あなたはです。あなたはです。
Now try to say, you are American. Literally, you American are.
あなたはアメリカ人です。あなたはアメリカ人です。
In Japanese, I and you are usually understood, but there are occasions when you need to say you or I for comparison, contrast, or emphasis. For now, we'll practice the use of you and I for asking and answering questions of nationality. Now try to ask, are you American?
あなたはアメリカ人ですか?あなたはアメリカ人ですか?
The man wants to answer, I'm American. Here's how to say I in a sentence. Listen and repeat.
私は、は、私、たし、は、私、私は、私は。
What is the word for am or are?
です。です。
Try to say, I am.
私はです。私はです。
How do you say, you are American?
あなたはアメリカ人です。
Now say, I'm American.
私はアメリカ人です。です。私はアメリカ人です。
Ask, are you American?
あなたはアメリカ人ですか?
Say, excuse me.
すみません。
Ask, do you understand Japanese?
日本語がわかりますか?
Ask, do you understand English?
英語がわかりますか?
Now ask, are you American?
あなたはアメリカ人ですか? あなたはアメリカ人ですか?
Here's how to say, yes, listen and repeat.
はい。はい。
How do you say, yes?
はい。
Ask, do you understand Japanese?
日本語がわかりますか?日本語がわかりますか?
Answer, yes, a little.
はい、少し。はい、少し。
Say, I understand Japanese a little.
日本語が少しわかります。
Ask, are you American?
あなたはアメリカ人ですか?
Say, yes, I'm American.
はい、私はアメリカ人です。 はい、私はアメリカ人です。
Now sit back and listen to a Japanese conversation, the same one you heard at the beginning of this unit, just a few minutes ago.
すみません。英語がわかりますか？
いいえ、わかりません。日本語がわかりますか？
はい、少しわかります。
あなたはアメリカ人ですか？
はい、私はアメリカ人です。
Listen to it again.
すみません。英語がわかりますか？
いいえ、わかりません。日本語がわかりますか？
はい、少しわかります。
あなたはアメリカ人ですか？
はい、私はアメリカ人です。
Now imagine that you are the person sitting next to the Japanese woman. You want to begin a conversation. What do you say?
すみません。すみません。
She doesn't answer, so try asking her if she understands.
わかりますか？わかりますか？
Ask her if she understands Japanese.
日本語がわかりますか？日本語がわかりますか？
Still no answer. Now ask her if she understands English.
英語がわかりますか？英語がわかりますか？
いいえ、いいえ。
How does she tell you that she doesn't?
わかりません。わかりません。
How does she ask you if you understand Japanese?
日本語がわかりますか？日本語がわかりますか？
Answer that you understand a little.
少しわかります。少しわかります。
Answer: I understand Japanese a little.
日本語が少しわかります。
How does she ask you if you're American?
あなたはアメリカ人ですか？あなたはアメリカ人ですか？
Answer: Yes.
はい。
Yes, I'm American.
はい、私はアメリカ人です。
She'll ask you a question. Try to answer it truthfully.
英語がわかりますか？英語がわかりますか？
はい、わかります。はい、英語がわかります。英語がわかります。
She'll ask you another question. Answer it using the expression,A little.
日本語がわかりますか？日本語がわかりますか？
少し。日本語が少しわかります。
And that's true. Now you do understand Japanese a little. Don't be concerned if you've not made every response correctly. All that you've learned here will be reviewed in future units.If you've mastered about 80% of the material in this lesson, you're ready to move on to the next. Otherwise, you should invest another 30 minutes in doing this unit over again. This is the end of Unit 1. PIMSLR courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved. This is Unit 2 of Pimsleur's Japanese 1. Listen to this conversation.
すみません。日本語がわかりますか?
はい、少し。
あなたはアメリカ人ですか?
はい、私はアメリカ人です。英語がわかりますか?
いいえ、わかりません。
Listen again.
すみません。日本語がわかりますか?
はい、少し。
あなたはアメリカ人ですか?
はい、私はアメリカ人です。英語がわかりますか?
いいえ、わかりません。
Say the word English in Japanese.
英語英語
Say Japanese, meaning the Japanese language.
日本語日本語
Say, I understand.
わかります。
Now say, I understand Japanese.
日本語がわかります。
Say, a little.
少し。
Now tell me that you understand Japanese a little.
日本語が少しわかります。日本語が少しわかります。
Ask me if I understand.
わかりますか?か?わかりますか?
Ask me if I understand Japanese.
日本語がわかりますか?
Ask, do you understand English?
英語がわかりますか?
Say, no.
いいえ?
Answer, I don't understand.
わかりません。
Answer, I don't understand English.
英語がわかりません。英語がわかりません。
And now say, I don't understand Japanese.
日本語がわかりません。
What was the word for a little?
少し。
And how would you say, I understand a little?
少しわかります。
Say, I understand Japanese a little.
日本語が少しわかります。日本語が少しわかります。
Now say, I don't understand Japanese.
日本語がわかりません。
Say, I understand English.
英語がわかります。
Ask her if she understands English.
英語がわかりますか?
She answers that she understands a little.
少しわかります。
I understand English a little.
英語が少しわかります。
Do you remember how to ask, Are you American?
あなたはアメリカ人ですか? あなたはアメリカ人ですか?
How would you answer? Yes, I'm American.
はい、私はアメリカ人です。はい、私はアメリカ人です。
Here is how to say, good morning. Just listen.
おはようございます。おはようございます。
This greeting is used customarily until 10 or 11 a.m. Let's practice the first part. Listen and repeat.
おはよう。よう。はよう。おはよう。おはよう。
おはよう。
itself means good morning, but when used alone, it is used to address someone close, such as a family member or a good friend. Say good morning to your sister.
おはよう。おはよう。
Now let's add a word for politeness. You will both hear and say it a lot in Japanese. Again, just listen.
ございます。ございます。
Now repeat, part by part.
ます。ます。ございます。ございます。ございます。ございます。
Now put the two words together to say good morning politely.
おはようございます。おはようございます。
Say good morning to a business associate.
おはようございます。
We'll continue to use this form. Now imagine that you have walked to the front desk of your hotel. The receptionist greets you.
おはようございます。
How would you greet her back?
おはようございます。
She'll ask you a question. Answer it with a little.
日本語がわかりますか?
少し。日本語が少しわかります。
Ask her if she understands English.
英語がわかりますか?
How does she answer that no, she does not understand?
いいえ、わかりません。
Now you want to say,It's nice weather, isn't it? First the word nice or good. Listen and repeat.
いい。いい。いい。
After you say the initial
いい、
you prolong the sound. How do you say good or nice?
いい。
Now you want to say weather. Listen and repeat.
お天気。気天天気天気おお天気お天気
How do you say weather?
お天気
Try to say, good weather.
いいお天気。いいお天気。
Do you remember how to say are or am?
です。です。
You want to say, it's good weather. Literally, good weather is. Try it.
いいお天気です。です。いいお天気です。
Say, good morning.
おはようございます。
How does she answer back?
おはようございます。
She wants to add, it's good weather, isn't it? Just listen.
いいお天気ですね。いいお天気ですね。
The ね at the end of that sentence is roughly equivalent to the English don't you? Isn't it? Aren't you? Don't you think? And so on. This is added when the speaker fully expects the other person to agree. It is also like a spoken exclamation point. Now listen and repeat.
ね。ね。
How does she say, it's good weather, isn't it?
いいお天気ですね。いいお天気ですね。
You want to respond, yes, that's right. The Japanese say literally, it's so, isn't it? The Japanese word for so is almost identical to the English. Try it.
そう。そう。
Try to say, it's so, isn't it? Literally, so is, isn't it?
そうですね。そうですね。
Greet an acquaintance by saying, good morning.
おはようございます。
Say, it's good weather, isn't it?
いいお天気ですね。
How does she agree with you?
そうですね。
Here is how to say, see you. When you are leaving, listen and repeat.
じゃあ、また。また。また。じゃあ。じゃあ。じゃあ、また。じゃあ、また。
How do you say, see you, or goodbye?
じゃあ、また。
And how do you say, good morning?
おはようございます。
Say, it's nice weather, isn't it?
いいお天気ですね。
How do you agree with him?
そうですね。
Say, see you.
じゃあ、また。
Say, I don't understand.
わかりません。
Say, I don't understand English.
英語がわかりません。
Ask,Do you understand Japanese?
日本語がわかりますか?
Do you remember how to say, excuse me?
すみません。すみません。
Ask me if I'm American.
あなたはアメリカ人ですか?あなたはアメリカ人ですか?
Say no.
いいえ。
Say see you.
じゃあ、また。
Say excuse me.
すみません。
Ask him if he understands Japanese.
日本語がわかりますか?日本語がわかりますか?
How does he answer that he understands a little?